Cynthia kept passing places that looked to be decent paths, but stayed in line. The wind blew harder, but she expected it to die when they disappeared over the rim. She pulled the horse she had been riding and kept glancing back at the two boys. They kept looking over the side as the depth deepened and deepened.
Watch where you are going.
Of course, she had to remind herself of that. Behind the boys came Billy Ray Hardwick. Behind him, more Comancheros, some leading mules, some horses. One man, she saw, stopped long enough to say a prayer and cross himself. And he, unless he was a new recruit, and he certainly did not look like a newcomer to this life, had been down this trail before, maybe many times. A raider loped off to the side where the prairie still stretched out, a bleak and unbroken world.
You go on, miss. I'll be right behind you.
What?
This way, if you get in trouble, I'm right behind you. And if the boys find trouble, I'm right in front of them.
Why are you doing this, sir?
You can call me Jim Bob, miss.
Cynthia.
Miss Cynthia. And I don't get to pretend to be some dime novel hero every day, Miss Cynthia. Give me that, won't you?
Turning, she found Darnell and Danny. Their faces had paled. Their mother seemed oblivious to everything. Hell, maybe she was blessed.
Be careful. Watch your step.
You too.
She gave Jim Bob Hardwick a curt nod and led her horse around his. Then she saw Cullen Bryce standing at the rim, holding the reins to his horse. He nodded at the first rider in line, and that man and his horse stepped off the edge of the world and vanished. She looked back at Jim Bob, who smiled. Cullen Bryce nodded at the next rider and let him go. Once that man had disappeared, Bryce nodded and Cynthia started walking. The horse she led began fighting, sensing the danger. But Cynthia jerked his head and he fell into obedience, for now. The Comanchero butcher before her raised his hand and Cynthia stopped.
Hold up, Missy. Let Miguel get a good distance from you.
Cynthia stood still as Bryce knelt to look over the edge. For the briefest of flashes, Litsog arose in her mind and she felt the desire to kick this devil off to hell. Before she could, he looked up and nodded at Cynthia.
Move on. Keep your distance and try not to get yourself killed. You'll fetch a good price when we sell you to some big redskin chief. Comanche would love to have you for one of his squaws.